WTFR.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh?
This is Terrence McKenna back from the afterlife, living with the clockwork elves in gay Valhalla. Have you ever noticed that Terrence, me, McKenna, and George Bush are the same person? You see, the Illuminati created both me, Terrence McKenna, and George Bush at the same time. Yes, in the realm of the clockwork elves, Terrence McKenna and George Bush were created together. Beware of that mushroom. Be careful when you eat it. Wouldn't be prudent. A new world order. A Jew world order. Watch out for the Amida muscaria mushroom. You might want to be prudent when picking through the cow shit to do a trip that I will explain to you. This is Terrence McKenna from the afterlife. You know, I took a lot of acid. I took a lot of wild mushrooms. I've seen a lot of weird clockwork elves. But the one thing that I regret not being alive as a botanist in the real world realm is the one trip I never took was the Jew trip. And I regret now, looking back as I sit here on the Santa Claus throne in the afterlife with the reindeer. I'm drinking reindeer piss, and it is great. It is unbelievable. I'm seeing things fly through the sky on this Yuletide season like you wouldn't believe. But the one thing I regret is not calling out the most incredible high I never had when I was living in Zogland. And that is the Jew trip. You know, if you grab an acidic Jew and lick him on the forehead, you will have the biggest trip that you've ever had. It'll literally... That's a... You will literally have a trip that even anthropologists like Margaret Mead won't be able to describe. You will have a trip that only the scribes will subscribe to. You see, if you grab an acidic Jew and lick him on the forehead, kind of like the horny toad, your mind will blast into microanals that will go into the future, and you will see the end game of the Zog Empire. Oh, God. Oh, God. If you grab an ascetic Jew as you're foraging around in the forests of, like, Oregon, you will find, or maybe Brooklyn, you will find an ascetic Jew, a nice specimen, and you'll lick the Hasidic Jew on the forehead, and you will have the most supreme acid trip that you will ever have. You'll realize that the clockwork elves were nothing more than Jews from the synagogue of Satan, flying around with their fat Satan claws and their reindeer, only to give us high interest rates and fractional reserve banking. Oh my God, this is the weirdest trip I have ever seen. And remember, when you're foraging through the cow shit looking for the mushroom, remember, it wouldn't be prudent just to eat one. You want to get it tested first to make sure it's the real deal. It's the real Jew World Order. I was foraging around through cow shit in the afterlife, and I realized that this mushroom looked like Jerry Garcia, Jewy Garcia. And I took one, and I made some tea. And boy, oh boy, the clockwork gnomes came out of the woodwork, literally. Holy shit, literally. And they all had yarmulkes on. And we were dancing around to Hava Nagila. Oh, I love Christmas, 'cause it makes me feel like a fucking Jew. What a friend we have in McKenna. Oh, God, I'm seeing clusters now. I'm seeing orcs now. I'm seeing all kinds of things happening. I'm tripping my balls off in the gay Jew afterlife with the clockwork elves and the CIA. And now I realize that before I died, I should have exposed Rent-A-Gay Broadcasting, and that tinea in Kyle's the worst thing I've ever seen. Now I sound like Katharine Hepburn on acid. Oh, Norman.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
1650 AM, Tunnel 1 to New York.
WTFR.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian Alpines.
FM.